Be there for others. And on a day in which we are expecting great things for the city of Worcester, very pleased to have Dr. Sacha Mitra here with us. Be there for others to keep those good vibes going. And Dr. Mitra, thank you as always for joining us here this morning.
Pleasure. Hank, every Friday morning, this just gives me a great way to really come here and talk to our own community people. And this is something different, the different journey that we begin here every Friday morning, so that our weekend goes thinking something positive, thinking that what's the purpose of our being here, and in what way that we can get involved and help our city, help our community. So I think that's the main crux of this show, be there for others, because if we look around, there are so many people that we have, they probably are not as privileged as many of us have been. And then we think that is the privileged situation that we have earned or have with us, is that only just for us, or we have a responsibility for someone who really doesn't have anything and looking to get some help? So that's the purpose of this show. We come here, we see that if we can each other motivate and inspire. My job here is to come here and talk some stories, give some quotes, to see that we inspire our listeners to roll up their sleeves and say to themselves that, hey, I do have a responsibility for my own community, for my own city, for people, those who aren't as fortunate as probably God has blessed me with. So that's the purpose, inspire. And I was reading the other day what really it comes from. It is the inner spirit, you know, that if you can motivate. Motivation is something different. Motivation is the action, but first you got to get inspired. So your inner spirit has to be moved to do something, and that's what we try to do here with different examples, different kind of codings, and that we have heard from many people. That really excites me to come here every Friday morning and see that I have this blessed opportunity to talk to our own community. And what I really feel that each one of us should take the ownership that this is my city, this is my community. If we have that feeling embedded within us, then everything else is automatic. You know, when you take that ownership, this is mine. For example, you know, you have gotten me involved with Unity Radio. Ever since I have started coming here, I told myself one day that I'm going to go there thinking this is my station. And you know, everything else is automatic from there on. If there is any help I can do to make this station be a better station, be a station that is one of the best in our community, I would participate in that kind of program. And that really, you know, makes me do things that I would like to do for this radio station, because I've taken that ownership. I have seen Floyd, you know, he calls me and says that I want you to be more involved with our advisory group. And, you know, it all comes because the way you present yourself to the organization, or to the society, or to the community that you belong. So I think it's important for each one of us to think that no matter what, whether it's my own business, or it's a non-profit organization, or it's another organization that you belong to, tell yourself that it doesn't belong to Hank, or it doesn't belong to Floyd. I think Ernie, you know, I do, if I'm a part of it, I'm going to take ownership. I'm going to think that this is mine. And act, and most of the things then comes within you, as if you were a very positive part of this particular program or particular association. So, you know, I suggest people to talk to themselves. And every day I say that it's so important talking to yourself, taking yourself in a corner and ask yourself that, what am I doing? Am I doing something for someone else other than myself? We're all here to do for ourselves. I mean, certainly we'll try to improve ourselves, earn more money, and do good for ourselves. But do we have a responsibility for some world, something out there that needs help? And if you just ask yourself every day, you'll find that there are so many around us that needs help. And take that kind of ownership that I do have a responsibility for my community, for my city. And this city would be a different city probably from, you know, a few years from now, if each one of us think that way. I don't see many people really coming forward to participate in the mainstream. As I said before, you know, we have so many commissions in our own city, and we're always kind of struggling to get people to be on the commission, to give their two cents, to give their mind, and, you know, make it a better place. So it's always some kind of a scarcity of people to come forward. I'm not sure why, but somehow people have to come forward and think that, can I become a part of the mainstream? No one has time. I mean, this is given that this is America. Every one of us work very hard, and every one of us try to do the best we can because the ends that we need to meet, college education, mortgage, you know, car payment, all those things are there that we have to do. And it's an easy way to say that, look, I don't have time to get involved with other things because I'm so busy with what I do. But once you think, this is my city, this is my community, you will, I think, find some time to donate in some way for the cause of the city to be a better place. And that's what we come here to see, that we kind of, through the stories, we make that happen.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think that's a great way, obviously, to look at things. So that's the same way, then, that you really approach this show. That, I mean, this
absolutely.
Is, I mean, it is yours on your radio station, and bring those positive messages. How do you, what is sort of the purpose or part of this, obviously, is not just through other groups, but really now speaking to everybody in the world through your going around the world to different locations to speak to them. Does that all come from the flow from the same source, that you want to spread this message to as many people as you possibly can?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, I was probably not so much into thinking this way, that I will like to go out and speak and spread the message that I have. But I'll say, you know, when I was young, when I was an elementary school student, my dad would always put me on the stage. He would always give me a stanza or some kind of excerpts of someone's writing and make me go and speak in public. And a very childhood, that's what I always used to do. And I remember when I was, I think, in the sixth grade, and I participated in a school competition of speaking. And my dad put me on the stage with some, you know, the write-up that he had to have me go and speak and participate in the competition. And I won the competition. And in those days in India, when I spoke, I was given the first prize award of 2 rupees, which is probably 3 cents now. You know, so that's, and that was such a huge thing for me, that I got this 2 rupees. And my dad kept those 2 rupees well preserved, and, you know, not allow me to spend it, but keep it, and wanted me to look at it every day and think that, look, I won this award and I can probably build on it and be a public speaker. So he infused that kind of phenomena in me right from the very childhood. And then every time I spoke, following year, other years, I think people in the audience always came up to me and said, oh, your speech was so good. So as I had said before, you know, it's the people, they make you understand what quality or talent you have within you, no matter what you do, whether you are swimming or you are debating or you are speaking or your music or sports. People will come and say, hey, you're a great soccer player. So, you know, you kind of get that feel from others who are watching you, what you are good at. And then you nurture that to be so good at it that someday you really become an expert on that particular profession, and not only use it for your own benefit, but also use it for the benefit of others. So speaking came to me by my dad's inspiration, and then probably I had that in me as a sort of like God-gifted ability to speak. And my defining moment was 2007, when I was participating in a keynote speaking contest in San Antonio. And this was organized by my brokerage firm, the HD Vest Financial Services that I belong to, where I do all my investments and everything for my clients. And they had a competition that those who are advisors, you know, financial advisors, would like to have a motivational, inspirational speech contest, that how you can motivate others to do the investment, start, you know, saving money, and that kind of topic that they wanted us to, you know, participate on. And I went on to participate in that program, and they chose 3 finalists, and I happened to be one of them. And then final day, There were about 1,100 people in the audience. All these are financial advisors. And they would listen to the speeches given by these three participants and vote for who really inspired them the most. And I won that contest in San Antonio in 2007. But, you know, I never thought the outcome of that would be so, like, life-changing phenomena for me. It was a defining moment. The moment I finished and they announced me the winner and, you know, majority of the votes were given to me as I came down the stage, I was mobbed. You know, people were coming all over me. Oh, you inspired me so much. Your speech was so good. I even called my wife. I was crying. And I said, what did I say in this 20 minutes? What's there that really, you know, made such a difference in the hearts and souls of people who listened to me? And that kind of told me that there must be something that I should pursue. And then I wanted to be a speaker. And that's where really it came into me that there's a message. The people are really, you know, finding it so valuable. So why not just spread it? Why not just... So I became a member of the National Speakers Association. And I've not really been gone out there, but then I joined Rotary, where, you know, I was invited to speak in Australia first in a Rotary International Convention. And once I spoke there, I think people from all over the world were listening to me and they started inviting me every place. So I started going everywhere to talk about leadership, to talk about getting involved, to talk about giving back. And all of a sudden, I felt that, hey, I'm a speaker. There is a message that people are liking it. So now I thought that, well, I will continue to do that and really see if the messages are received by people for their own benefit. So yes, that's now my goal, is to go as many places. Particularly, I'd like to go to colleges to talk to the students. I talk on leadership. I talk on entrepreneurship. I talk on community, giving back, and, you know, feel good that, you know, what are we here for? So this is the show that really brings me and gives me another opportunity to talk to our own fellow, you know, community organizations, community leaders, and community people. I always think the community means somehow we are united for a common cause. That makes it community, because we are commonly united for doing something common, something good for our own organization, our own neighborhood, our own city, our own commonwealth. So I think we are all a part of it, but the key is, as I have learned it from my dad, take the ownership. Once you start taking that ownership, I think rest of the things are very automatic.
Much more with Dr. Satya Mitra. Be there for others. Coming up right here on Unity Radio 102.9 FM, live streaming at WorcesterMag.com. Thank you for joining us. Be there for others. This is a very uplifting day in the city of Worcester, so it is fitting that Dr. Satya Mitra is here to really start our day with Be There for Others on Unity Radio. And some of the things that the messages that you have been giving us, everybody's going to be able to see them and read them soon, Dr. Mitra, because you have your book coming out.
Well, this book is coming up. I think it's pretty much the manuscript is ready, and I just got the cover page done, so I'm really excited to see when it is on the shelf for people to really grab them. And the title of the book is The Five C's, and each C stands for... starting with the first one is connect, communicate, create, confident, and contribute. So I think those are my keys to, not limited to, but perhaps for bringing a success in your entrepreneurship, in your leadership. So if you can connect with people, if you can communicate on time, the right way, honest way, if you can be creative, do something that others are not doing in your business, find out what makes you be different by being some creative, you know, phenomena that you involve or infuse in your practice, and then be confident. You got to know what you are doing so that you can really let people know with full confidence that this is my thing and I know all about it. Ask me any question you have. Like, I do tax investments and I got to know each and everything about it. so that I can meet my client and let them feel that, yeah, this is the guy I want to do business with. And at the end of the whole, all these other four C's, I ask myself a question that, what is life if I did not give back to the community? To me, success defines when you have really gone out there and shared a part of your success with your community, with some people, those who are looking for some help. I think if you have not done that, at the end of the day, if you ask yourself this question, that have you tried to make a difference in the lives of others? And if the answer is resounding yes, then I think you are truly successful. So I think that part, the last part of contribution or contribute, is so important to really finish the cycle of being a successful entrepreneur or being a good leader. So I suggest everybody, when the book comes out, probably it will be out sometime in November, and we'll probably have some kind of an announcement of that done. But I think I'm excited about the way it has got my own stories in it, and the way I have faced challenges in my life. And it's a subtitle also. It says that how challenges of life can really bring positivity in your ongoing life and not get depressed or not feel failure and just stop or lose hope. But challenges sometimes could be creating a new thing for you to think about and turn it into something positive. So I think it should be a little different book, different interesting aspects, which I think probably the younger generation or the startup people, those who are starting the business, those who are always kind of wondering, would I be successful? Would I be able to meet the competition? And they might find some keys, some kind of clues, how I really, if at all, earned any success, how these five C's helped me, even though it doesn't have the graphics or statistics or charts or things like that that you will expect from someone who has done an MBA, but it has got the full of common senses that how you can not forget the small little things that could go a long way and help your business and your leadership to be successful. So that's that book is about. But the point is this, in this show of Be There for Others, which is most important. I think, I often read this quote, which is by Martin Luther King, and he's often asked this. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And as I say that every day, ask yourself that, I'm doing everything for myself, but what am I doing really for others? And that's the question each one of us has the responsibility to answer in the positive way. Even if you help one person, you have that answer. So I'm doing, we have created a foundation of our own, my wife and I, without who I couldn't do anything in my life. She has been the, strong supporter of everything I get involved and try to do. And we have created this foundation, charitable foundation named Joy Guru Humanitarian Services. Our goal is to help through that foundation. Our goal is ultimately to build a Joy Guru International Humanitarian Center and see that all the activities that we are doing, helping the self-defense classes, helping the homeless people, the blind people, and all those things that we have in our mission goes in that center. But most importantly, the center stands as a reminder to people, give back and get involved. So when you walk into that center, it will be a place where you get that vibe that I got to do something for the community. And that's the whole vision I have, the dream I have. So we're trying to make, get some money funded into the foundation. So my whole idea of doing this book and going into the speaking engagements is because so that I can revenue that I can generate can be poured back into this foundation and ultimately used for the community. What I do for my profession, by my tax and investment business that I have, I earn more, enough to live me and my wife. Our boys are all out of college, so we don't need any extra, but I would like to make extra. And I suggest everybody that if you have that opportunity, if you have that ability, the intelligence, the desire to make a little extra, make it for those who need it the most. I don't need more than what I need to do for my life. There is no end to how much I want. But I want to live my life with a need. And if you all believe in that concept, then I think that the extra that we will make or we can make could be used to help others and bring a little balance in the world. So that's the purpose of my speaking. That's the purpose of my writing book and authorship, so that I can use that revenue to help others. So that's the whole purpose of this.
Be there for others. Dr. Mitra, based on what you just said, is there a way that people can contact you, Joy Guru, and become part of this mission?
Absolutely. We have our website, joyguru.org, that people can go to. They can give me a call, 508-641-8441. I'll be very happy to see that, people go to the website and see what kind of work we have done in only a little over 2 years, what kind of things that we want to do. If they want to be a part of the mission, or if they know some place that needs humanitarian help or services, that's what our organization is for. Whether it's an individual, or it's an organization, or it's a good cause. So we like to see that it is a humanitarian cause that we get involved, by virtue of the fact the name of our organization is Joy Guru, means we honor our guru, the priest who inspired me to do this. Joy Guru Humanitarian Services is the name, and Joy Guru International Center is probably the dream that we're trying to fulfill through this speaking and authorship opportunities.
Well, today is certainly a day for dreams here in the city of Worcester.
Absolutely.
Be there for others, Doctor.
And I will be there as well in the city hall.
We'll see you. Remember, we will be broadcasting throughout the day here today on Unity Radio, just in case anything exciting is going to be happening later on this afternoon in the city. And we'll be at City Hall, and we'll be at the ballot box as well. Get ready, because the political roundtable is up next. Every Friday, Dr. Mitra joins us. Be there for others on Unity Radio, 102.9 FM, and live streaming at WorcesterMag.com, WUTY Worcester.